Meanwhile, as you were visiting your mum in the sheltered accommodation, you were living at home as a carer for your dad. Can you tell me the history of his illnesses?
Yes, also balancing out mum and dad. Dad was also diagnosed with manic depression, which how I'll connect that with diabetes is there was times when his sugars were very, very low or up and down, and he used to go unnecessarily very, very low in himself and very depressed, which didn't help his sugar levels. And then he refuses to eat, and which didn't help his sugar levels again. So, further, obviously, seeing the doctors, we found out he suffered with manic depression as well. So the two, we had two matters to balance out. Dad unfortunately had to go into hospital for a while, for about at least 9 months, because he refused to eat, he refused to take his medication, which led him to like more or less suicidal thoughts. So obviously, under the mental health, he had to go to the hospital, and the doctors helped a lot there. He was there for about 8 months, and when he came back out, he was fine. He was fine for about 6 months, then he had to go back in again for another five. And when they gave him the medication for the manic depressive, his sugar levels were also up and low as well. It came to the point where they were considering giving him ECT. Now, ECT is a last resort. There isn't a medical reason why they can say why it works. They just say it either works or it doesn't. So I was at a point now where the medication was failing with him on the manic depression side of things, which was affecting his diabetes. And then I had to literally shook my dad and put a lot of hours and time into him and make him walk, make him do things he didn't want to do. And thank God he did come out of it, and he did come home, got his sugars under control, and he was fine for about 6, 7 years after that. Unfortunately, now at the present moment, he's back in hospital. He went low back in himself, and he refused to eat. He's affected his diet, he's lost weight, so it affects his sugar levels again. And he's in hospital now having treatment, if all goes well. And they're considering the ECT, which is still negotiable, because I've tried all my best, tried all my efforts, and if that's the right path to go down, I have to seriously consider that. But saying that, at the moment, while he's in hospital, the hospital don't have to just fight against his depression. They've now have got a mobile number of a doctor who deals in diabetes, as and when they can ring him to sometimes to adjust his insulin even. Because there's a problem with insulin is that when a patient goes into hospital, the nurses and doctors can't decrease and increase insulin without authorization and without somebody who is an expert on diabetes. And there seems to be this barrier of bad contact between doctors on diabetes, and if the patient's been treated for something else, I think that barrier needs to come down. There needs to be a better communication level there.